Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. So when you have health-related questions, I'll ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. And if we do not answer your questions fully on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly. My phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Joining me in studio today is my cohort. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting across the table from me. And welcome, Mark, and welcome to this week's When Your Health Matters.
Thanks, Doc. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, one of the things that I find so fascinating in your practice, and I've met other practitioners who use this technique for dealing with their patients and to help understand what's going on with people, and also as a healing modality. And it's a technique called manual muscle testing. Can you tell us a little bit about what manual muscle testing is?
Manual muscle testing is a form of neurofeedback. It's a communication system between your brain and your body as accessed through a muscle test. If a muscle tests strong, then there's good, adequate communication there. And if a muscle tests weak, then there's some level of interference. And then it becomes a question of isolating why is there the interference, how is it impacting the body, and what do we need to do to remedy it?
I mean, it's almost kind of hard to believe that you can get that kind of information from, you know, a muscle testing weak or strong.
Well, again, it's neurofeedback. It's the direct feedback of how the nervous system is doing its job in terms of communicating and regulating how a muscle works. And there's a relationship between how the muscles and the organs work, or the muscles and how the glands work. And so there's a direct relationship between the nervous system, the muscles themselves, the different organs and different glands, different tissues. And we can certainly ascertain a lot of information and a lot of important information when you're trying to understand the underlying reasons or causes for problems.
It's so fascinating. What's the science behind this?
The science behind it is, like I said, it's neurofeedback. There's reflexive information that goes from the brain out through the spinal system, nervous system, out to the muscles themselves, and then from the muscles, it reverses the process back through the spine and back up to the brain. And so, realistically, the science behind it is it's the communication system of the body.
So the nervous system, which is responsible for sending messages from the brain out to the body and back again, is interconnected, and it's that relationship that actually is responsive for getting this feedback loop, and you're just having to use something that you can measure, which is the strength of a muscle.
Correct.
Got it. How long has manual muscle testing been used for the purposes of healthcare?
Well, there was a giant of a man by the name of George Goodhart. He was a chiropractor, and in the 50s, he started experimenting and studying things back for the sake of understanding things, as opposed to what we do most of the time nowadays with research, is we're trying to create a certain effect and how to control it and then how to monetize it and then how to instill it upon everybody. Dr. George Goodhart was a fascinating man. I had the pleasure of studying directly from him and learning from him and talking with him. And he was just such a great man. But he started playing with manual muscle testing and the different organ gland relationships, and he developed a system which became known as applied kinesiology. Now, the difficulty is most people think that if they're using manual muscle testing as a tool, that they're doing applied kinesiology. No, they're not doing applied kinesiology, because that's a very specific technique. What they're doing is they're doing manual muscle testing. The study of muscle function is called kinesiology. So there's a lot of misunderstanding that goes along with that. But George did this back in the late 50s and started to put it out there in the early 60s.
Uh-huh. And how do you use muscle testing for patient evaluation?
I use it directly. I use it with every patient because we need to interact with their body specifically and ascertain what their body's doing or what it's not doing and understand why. And so I use manual muscle testing. It's the most important and the widest tool that I use in my office. I use it for everything.
Really? Now, how do you know it's accurate?
Results. The results that I've been able to get over the years, the results I've seen within my own personal health, the results that I've seen within my family and loved ones' health, and the thousands of patients that I've seen over the years and the results I've seen in their health.
I mean, it's so interesting because your entire approach to healthcare is really sort of is different really than the traditional Western medicine that we think of. I mean, you're looking at trying to ascertain how the entire system works together, what that the synergy of effects and how everything works in one cohesive way for the bodies and for the health of the body. So
right.
If you're using muscle testing to try to find out what's going on, you use that to discover what the person where something might be lacking in a person, where something might be overused.
Right. Whether something is too much and overstimulated, or versus whether it's understimulated and not functioning properly. All of health is about balance. And so having a tool that helps you ascertain what level of balance is going on and what's interfering with the lack of balance, and that becomes important.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know sometimes when you're doing muscle testing in your office, you give a person something to hold in their hand. What is that for?
It's basically a way of provoking the nervous system. It has a very specific energy frequency associated with it. I guess some background information that the listener needs to appreciate is that we as human beings are energetic beings. We are energetic bodies. We interact with the energies that are around us, and when things are balanced and working properly, the energy is balanced, and when things are problematic, then the energy is out of balance. Anybody can appreciate meeting somebody for the first time, and you have one of three responses. You have they're like a long lost brother or sister. You feel like you already know them, even though you just met them. You can have a neutral response, which is you don't have a positive or negative association with it, or you can have a negative response where you just feel something's off or uncomfortable, or
sure,
things just don't go together. And so that's the energetic genetic interactions that go on with us and our environment. And when we come in contact with something that the body has the ability to balance, it will result in a strong muscle test. And when you come in contact with something that the body has difficulty processing and balancing, it'll create a weak muscle test. And so when we have a person holds a specific frequency of energy that may represent a physical substance like a food or like something that's airborne or liquid or something along those lines, we can ascertain very quickly how does the nervous system feel about it. And if it creates weakness, okay, if it's important for the body, like protein or something like that, we can reestablish balance and make it so that the body's okay with it, versus if it's not okay with it, maybe let you know that it's probably not the best thing for you, like if it was some sort of drug or toxin mm-hmm. that affects the body.
Now, I mean, this is something that's deep in the body, and it's not your conscious mind that's doing this. So is it possible for somebody to fake the test? I mean, is it possible for somebody to manipulate it themselves, or is this something else?
Well, anything's possible with that regard. There are four levels, if you will, that I talk about with muscle testing. The first level is you've been taught something, so you want to duplicate it. So you do your due diligence to try to duplicate the outcomes that you've been taught should be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody who's learned. That's a good level of muscle testing because they're trying diligently to be accurate and they're trying to ascertain and they're developing a comfortable feeling, if you will, with the dance that is manual muscle testing. Now, the second level is where things start to get dangerous in the fact that the person thinks now they know something. Their mm-hmm. ego steps into the equation, and so they actually put their knowledge on the person that they're muscle testing, and they just simply bypass the accurate response that the nervous system would be giving. That's a practitioner that you want to stay the heck away from because
sure.
they're going to have an agenda, if you will, for the outcome. And that's certainly a phase of muscle testing that a person has to move through. But then you start to realize that the results that you thought you were going to get don't show up properly. So then the third phase of muscle testing is where you realize that you don't know what you think you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people totally get away from muscle testing at that point because they've realized that they're not getting the outcomes that they thought they were. My thought is to continue persevere through that and realize that what you're doing is you're now disconnecting your intention from the person. In terms of trying to create a response, you're just now getting to the fourth level, which is where you don't care what the result is. You just want to know what the body's trying to say.
You just observe.
And now you are the observer and you are the person who's ascertaining the information, but you're not doing it with some level of bias or some level of prejudice or some predetermined outcome. And that's
mm-hmm.
That's the level of muscle testing that a master is able to use. It's about your intent for your patient, if you will.
Sure. Wow, this is fascinating. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a number of other questions about this manual muscle testing. It's fascinating.
I'm sure you do, but listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in Newburgh. And today we're talking about manual muscle testing. And Mark, you have, I'm sure, many more questions.
Well, I do. I mean, one of the things that would interest, I think, our listeners is what do you do and what does muscle testing do for you when somebody comes in that may be in the middle of a health crisis?
It helps us to ascertain what the health crisis is related to. I mean, a lot of times people come into my office and I say, you know, how did this start? And they're like, I don't even have any idea how it started. It just, I don't feel good. And it's like, okay, well, good. Manual muscle testing, which is, again, neurofeedback, we can ask the nervous system very direct questions. We can determine whether it's emotional. We can determine whether it's due to too many toxins. We can determine if it's a nutritional deficiency. We can determine if it's an allergy, something that you're exposed to that changes how your body reacts. We can determine whether it's a structural interference, or we can determine whether it's physiological. I can go into understanding if this is a spiritual situation, then I'll make a referral to the appropriate practitioner associated with that. But it's important to understand, well, what is the source, or what are the sources that go into a person's crisis, and helping them to unwind it. And when I start to ask the body questions and then ask the person direct questions related to what their body's saying, then the person starts to gain clarity for themselves as to what's happened to their body, how they created it, and most importantly, what they can do to remedy it and get them out of crisis as quickly as possible.
I mean, that's really interesting, because I think so many times if you go to the regular doctor and you say, I just don't feel right, or I'm just having, I don't know, little aches and pains or something very nonspecific, they basically say, well, we've done all the tests and everything looks fine. And, you know, if it continues, then come back and see me. Using manual muscle testing, you're actually able to look into what's going on. And because you're looking at the underlying causes of things, and the doctors tend to look at the symptoms of things, you actually get a very different set of answers.
Absolutely. And what's important is it's a valuable tool. And believe it or not, Mark, there are medical doctors who use manual muscle testing in their practice in an effort to ascertain a deeper level of understanding. And I certainly applaud them. I applaud anybody who's using manual muscle testing the right way to ascertain, not just simply to support their own agenda. And it's important to find somebody who's got that mindset, who's just interested in understanding things and helping to solve problems and come up with accurate solutions.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you share an example, a success story that you may have had in your office where somebody came to you and they didn't know what was going on and you were able to help them uncover some underlying reasons for their health issues?
Absolutely. One that's actually quite common in my office, which may skeeve some people out, but unfortunately it's very, very common, and it seems to be becoming more common just because of the types of people that are coming to see me with. When a person is lacking getting the results that they want from their medical doctor, and they've gone through all the tests and the tests come back and they say that everything's normal and they can't explain why a person has what they have, they usually come to me. We evaluate them, and any kind of digestive issue, a lot of times, believe it or not, it ends up tracing back to a parasite that's affecting how their digestive system's working. And so they'll get the diagnosis of irritable bowel or Crohn's disease or diverticulitis or some sort of inflammatory bowel condition that's associated with diarrhea, or there's nauseousness or those sorts of things. And it always traces back to some sort of parasitic infestation that's affecting how the gallbladder functions. And so I've had lots of patients over the years and continue to get lots of patients. I mean, I got patients who drive to me from Long Island. I got patients who drive to me from, you know, the middle of Pennsylvania, patients that drive to me from Vermont, New Hampshire, who are dealing with these kinds of things, and their doctors have run all the tests and say that, this is what your situation is, this is what we're calling it, you're going to have to deal with it for the rest of your life. And they come to my office and we get to the source of it, we address the source, and then they don't have to deal with that anymore.
It's so interesting, because, you know, it sounds like so many of these things you face are things that for the medical doctors are kind of flying under the radar.
They're flying under the radar for the simple fact that the values that they use that are, quote, considered normal, they capture a whole bunch of people who are walking around with functional illness, things that are not functioning properly, but they don't qualify for disease. And as a result, if they don't qualify for disease, the doctors can't get paid because the insurance won't pay them, because they don't have a specific diagnosis that indicates a disease. They don't have a code associated with it that the ICDM, codes that justify an insurance payment. If they can't classified in such a way, then they're not going to get paid. And so they say, well, we can't find anything that's actually wrong because you're not bad enough to qualify for disease.
Now, you know, back to the idea of manual muscle testing, one of the things that I've observed in the way that it works or the way that you use it is you'll have me, if I'm in the office, you'll have me place the hand you're not testing in different positions around my torso. For instance, you may have me place my hand over my navel, or you might have me place it over my ribs or over my forehead. What do those different positions tell you?
Each one of those spots that the person's contacting represents a different reflex, which is a different piece of information. Like if a person puts the flat of their hand, the palm of their hand on their forehead, and that creates a weakness, I know that they're dealing with some sort of traumatic emotion in the moment that they're in my office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may look at them and they may not seem emotionally upset, but something is playing in the background of their nervous system that is weighing on them emotionally. When I have a person touch the area underneath their right chest muscle, or in a woman's case, a breast muscle, we're looking at the liver reflex, or if there's two fingers below the edge of the rib cage there, just below the breast or chest muscle, you're looking at the gallbladder. If your finger directly inside the belly button indicates the level of dysbiosis that's going on within a person's bowel system. And so every one of these reflexes represent different functions, systems, pathologies, imbalances that the body can have. And then the question becomes is, what's causing it to be out of balance? And
so
what
that's
do we
a second phase.
That's a second question, a second level of depth of questioning. And then the third level is, well, what do we have to do to bring it back into a balance and restore health to the person?
Mm-hmm. And I also notice that sometimes the position of the hand might be different. So you may have the flat of the palm, or you may have the fingers together, or two fingers, or one finger. Those things also change what you get from those reflexes?
The people who develop the reflexes, Dr. George Goodhart was an innovator, and doctors that came after him, like Dick Versendahl or Viktor Frank or Scott Walker, are these giant men who are out there helping to change healthcare as far as developing techniques and systems of asking the body questions. They're the ones who come up with these different points. In my career, I've actually come up with one point that I use in my office, which I don't know that anybody else would know about it because I've never taught anybody else. It has to do with ideal digestion. Mm-hmm. And I can assess whether somebody's digestive system is ideal or whether it's out of balance. And most people walking around have digestive imbalances, which is why they have the health problems that they do. And when we reestablish ideal digestion and reestablish proper balance within the bowel system, then the person's body starts to heal. And so it just has to do with a person's intention in terms of what it is that they're trying to identify within a person. And for me personally, all the organs and all the glands, you just contact with the intention of the organ or the gland, and I'm asking specifically about that organ or gland.
Interesting. Well, this is a really fascinating conversation. Dr. Rick, we do need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to finish this show with some more questions about manual muscle testing.
Absolutely. But if you're still listening, and I appreciate that, please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com and When Your Health Matters.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, a show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about the tool of manual muscle testing. And Mark, you have more questions, I'm sure.
I do. You know, one of the really fascinating things that I've seen over the years is you'll come across a person who's never experienced manual muscle testing, and you'll do a test, and you know, you can do it anywhere that you are, and as you test them, the surprise that comes over them by doing some of the changes that you do of where the second hand is placed, all of a sudden they were strong one moment and the next moment they're weak, and it kind of blows their minds. And because it's not something that people come to easily or believe easily, and yet you can see the proof, you know, right in front of you and actually have that experience.
Right. And at the end of the day, that's what's most important is you know, the person who I'm or another practitioner is working with, the intention needs to be fully on the patient. And I take the time to educate somebody on what muscle testing is. I explain to them what muscle testing is. I explain to them why it works. And then once we've done all of that, then we physically muscle test the person in the office. And even though I've given them the background, even though I've explained it, even though I've showed them what they're going to experience, even though they've acknowledged and they've themselves answered my questions so that I know they have understanding, until they physically experience it, it's all a concept. But once their arm goes down, when I touch a particular reflex point, and they can fight all they want to keep that arm up, once the arm goes down, it is. It's mind-blowing. It's life transformation. And I actually say that to my patient. I'll say to them, are you ready for your whole world to change? Because you'll never look at the world the same as soon as you experience this. And they're sitting there a little bit skeptical, and yeah, sure, you're going to change my life. And then when their arm goes down, they're like, wow, how does that work? And I'm like, didn't we just go over that? And they're like, yeah, but now it's at a totally different level. Now they're really interested. Yeah. Before they were listening because I was explaining it to them and they were being polite, but now they're truly interested in understanding how it works and why it works and all of those things.
It's totally experiential, yeah.
It is.
And one of the things that you're also able to do, because I know that you do offer a lot of whole food supplements and different homeopathic remedies, you test all those with manual muscle testing as well, don't you?
Yeah, because there's an energetic interaction that goes on between the supplement or the medicine or the homeopath or the whatever substance that we're using and the body. And if it's in agreement, it tests strong. And if it's not in agreement, it tests weak. And if it tests strong, then we can actually figure out, well, what's the appropriate amount that a person needs?
A dose,
if you will, versus if it's not good, you know, then that creates the basis for a conversation as to why you should stay away from this unless we do something to bring balance back to it so that the person can have it.
So then it would follow that you could take somebody and they could bring in their medicines and test those as well, right?
Absolutely. And you know, when a person has a sensitivity to something, we treat it like it's an allergy, and we can just rectify that while they're in the office, and it won't be an issue for them.
Mm-hmm. This is really interesting. Now, in terms of using this, you use it. I think we talked a little bit about some of the ways that you can test for different allergies and pathogens and toxicities in the body. But you also use this in one of your primary practices, which is chiropractic. So you can actually look at a person's body, muscle test different areas, and find where misalignments are in the spine.
We just muscle test all the different levels of the spine, and anywhere that there's a weakness, they need a chiropractic adjustment. And we can ask the body, what's the primary subluxation versus what are secondary compensatory ones? And if we adjust the primary one, then the whole spine clears itself out on its own.
Mm-hmm. And when you have finished the adjustments, then you test again a second time, right?
And always test before and after to validate the change that we've created so that the patient knows that a change took place.
This is really fascinating stuff. I would imagine that our listeners will find this a fascinating conversation and topic, and people may have questions, additional questions that we're not able to answer here on the show today. If people want to reach out to you and ask those questions that they may have specifically, what's the best way to reach you?
They should call me directly at 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or they can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, so please tune back in next week, same health time, same health station, where we'll be sharing more important information important to you when your health matters.